She's gone, gentlemen. You heard her crash through the window.
What did you do to that girl? Answer me before I shake it out of you. What did you do to that girl?
Don't touch me, Packard.
Then answer me.
I warn you. Don't lay a hand on me if you know what's good for you.
Jack, if you want him manhandled...
Yeah, give me and Reggie a chance at him. We'll tan that thick hide of his right there on his fat carcass.
You heard that, Maestro, or whatever your name is?
Gentlemen, you mustn't be so disturbed.
Oh, we mustn't be so disturbed.
No. The three of you will be perfectly safe so long as you remain here in the boarding house.
We're not interested in our own safety. We want to know what you did to that girl, Nasher, to make her dive through that window glass.
Yeah, and lope off down the gulch, yelping at the moon.
No, that's crazy, Doc.
But we heard her howling her head off.
That wasn't Nasher. That was a real wolf.
Mr. Packard, that was Nasher.
I say it wasn't.
Very well, Mr. Packard.
Yes, but, Jack, we saw the glittering eyes. We heard the snarling right in this room.
In the dark, yes.
Well, supposing it was dark. We seen and heard what we seen and heard.
Of course, but get it through your head. You didn't see Nasher turned into a wolf.
Well, I say we did.
No, Doc, you only think you did. Everything indicates you did because the maestro set the stage to make you think so. But you didn't actually see Nasher turned into a wolf.
Well, that's true, Jack, of course.
But... Yeah, you can't tell me any little old girl in her right mind's going to go jumping through a window.
Right, I could just see her in the moonlight as she went through.
Well, did it look like a girl or a wolf?
Well, naturally, I could only see something shadowy, but it made a long, graceful dive.
Yeah, like a wolf leaping through a window.
Was it, Reggie?
Right. Well, yes, I suppose that's how it did look. I could see the lithe outline of a body. Well, that's about all I'm sure of.
Naturally, you could see the lithe outline if you could see anything. Have you forgotten Nasher had on those black dancing tights?
Gentlemen, you're making a fearful to-do about nothing.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Yes. I have sent Nasher out. She's obeying my will. When I am ready, she will return again.
Listen. There. Does that sound like the voice of Nasher?
It sure don't sound like nothing human to me.
It is Nasher in the animal form I have given her, calling to others of her kind. Listen carefully. Are there not certain notes, certain tonal qualities that are familiar?
Oh, look here.
You're
now
crazier than a bedbug if you say that sounds like Nasher.
Ah, but you don't know Nasher's. I know her, naturally.
Well, I know one thing.
Yes?
Yes. I know we're going out and find that girl.
No, you must not.
Mustn't, huh?
I forbid you to leave this house tonight.
Well, it just so happens you're not in any position to forbid us anything.
And the quicker we get started, the better I'm going to like.
Quiet. Let's go, Jack.
I warn you. Death is out there in that moonlight.
Then what's Nasher doing out there?
Nasher is the instrument of death.
Oh, come on. I've stood about all this nonsense I intend to.
Huh? You going this way?
Sure. Nasher went out the window, so why shouldn't we?
I warn you, someone faces death in this place tonight. If you go out there, I will not be responsible.
We take our own responsibility. You just sit there and worry about your troubles. You want, Doc?
Yeah. Now look out for the glass around the edge of that window frame. Come on, Ray.
There. Made it.
Come on out, Jack.
We'll be seeing you, Maestro.
Fools! Fools!
Give me your hand, Doc.
Yep. Got you.
Thanks. Which way do we go?
Wait. Oh, Maestro.
You still have time to return to safety.
Forget it. I just wanted to warn you, when we find Nasher, don't expect us to return her to you.
You still have time.
Are you listening to me? It's pretty apparent that you're not a fit companion for Nasher. Your influence over her is too great. You can't have her anymore. Now think that over.
Death is out there in the moonlight. You have had your warning.
All right, follow me.
Where are we going?
Up here in the shadow.
Doggone. Something's loose out here tonight, all right.
Yes, and I don't mind saying I'd rather meet a real wolf than to meet Nasher running about on all four.
Hey, cut it out, Reggie.
Now, shut up. Crouch down here in the shadow.
It's quiet.
Reggie, I want you to stay here.
What's that?
You'll be our lookout. We're up on the side of the hill above the boarding house, so you can see everything that goes on.
Yeah, you can even look down into Maestro's room. You see him? Sitting there in his fat, rocking back and forth.
Ugly brute.
Now, keep an eye on him. But watch the rest of the house, too. You can see anyone who leaves or enters as long as the moon stays this bright.
But you mean you and Doc are going and leave me here alone?
Can't you take it?
Well, I bloody well don't like it. I haven't forgotten yet that the ballet maestro put me to sleep while we were in the boxcar. Now, what defense have I got against a chappie who can put me to sleep whenever he likes?
But he doesn't know you're out here. How can he put you to sleep if he doesn't know you're around?
Well, how about letting Doc stay here?
Hey, now, look, you fella. I don't like the maestro no matter he do.
Oh, nuts.
Hey, Reg.
Well?
Jack's disgusted with us.
Quite. I know it.
Well, you two act, you think that fat man sitting in that rocking chair down in that dump of a boarding house was in charge of the universe.
Well, he's doing a pretty good job of proving that he's straw boss anyway.
He hasn't proved anything.
Yes, but Jackie says there's danger. Now, why take this sort of a chance? I mean, spreading out. Why not all stick together?
Because I don't believe there's any such danger as he says.
Well, me and Reggie do. What you want to keep watch for anyway?
Well, sometime tonight, Nash is going to return. I want to deny a witness to what happens. I also wanted to know if anyone else sneaked in or out of that boarding house.
Well, naturally, Jack, if it's important...
Well, what was you planning for you and me to be a-doing?
Yeah, there's 8 houses, 3-4 shacks, and a couple of lean-tos, which make up the village of Bury a Dead.
Yeah, in a kind of a gush. We're up here at the head of the draw. The houses and shacks are scattered down below on both sides of the gush.
Yes. Well, the maestro said there was going to be someone killed by the wolves. I want to cover every house on both sides of the gush. You take one side, Doc, I take the other.
But what for?
Find out if everyone's inside for the night. Warn them to stay inside and try to find anyone who isn't home yet and get him safely in.
Very well, I'll stay here and watch.
Good boy. If I thought there was any real danger...
Just a minute, feller.
Huh?
But why are you so anxious about having the citizens to bury you dead inside if there ain't no danger?
Yes, Jack, how about that?
The maestro says the wolves are coming. Well, if he ain't got the power to bring wolves...
Listen...
That there's all the answer I need, Jack.
What do you mean?
Well, that there's either a real wolf out there, or else that's Nasha. And either way, the maestro's turned his trick.
Now listen, you two. I know the maestro's up to some dirty work.
But you still won't admit he turned Nasha into a wolf.
No.
And you won't admit he has the power to bring wolves down on this place.
No.
Well, even if that thing howling out there to prove it...
Even with 12 wolves howling out there. If the wolves come, it'll be their own accord, not because a fat man called them.
But, Jack...
I'm not going to argue anymore. Doc, you stay here with Reggie.
Hey, where are you going?
Never mind. You stay here with Reggie and keep an eye on the maestro's window.
But he hasn't moved. Sitting down there in that rocking chair, rocking back and forth in the lamplight like a huge, grotesque shadow.
Now watch him, both of you. Stay here until I come back.
Reggie.
Well?
Something's awful wrong about this.
I know it.
That wasn't right. Letting Jack go off that way by himself.
There's no use trying to keep him here.
Maybe I should ought to run and catch up with him.
Well, do you want to?
No. I think he's wrong to go out there.
Right. So do I.
I ain't never seen him so stubborn about anything. He shouldn't have went. I don't know how I know it, but I do. And I think he knows it, too.
You think he's deliberately going out to danger?
I swear to my grandma, I do. And I think I know why.
You do?
Yeah. Something's happening that he can't understand. And Jack ain't a fella that'll take something that he can't figure out or laying down.
You mean he doesn't believe in the maestro's magic, and he's either going to prove this is a fraud or die trying.
Hey, look down in the maestro's room. Look at him. He picked up the lamp.
He's coming to the window.
Hey, what's that for? Look at the way he's waving that arm around there.
It's some kind of a ritual.
Ritual?
Quite. He's making signs. See how he keeps repeating the same gesture over and over?
You mean some more of his mysticism stuff?
I don't know.
Hey, that doggone wolf is answering.
Oh, that's silly, Doc.
No, it ain't. Look. Look how excited he is. Look at that expression on his face.
Oh, Jove. I say, Doc,
shut up, Reggie. Listen. Reggie, I'm a ringing wet with sweat.
Yeah, but what was it? What was it?
A girl laughing. A girl out there somewhere with him wolves laughing.
That man down there is a bloody maniac. Look at him. He's gone back to that rocking chair.
Yeah, sitting there with his eyes closed. Rocking, rocking.
Doc, hadn't we ought to go find Jack?
I wish to goodness I knew what.
Doc, hold it.
Huh? What's the matter?
There's something coming this way. Listen.
Maybe it's... Hey, it's a girl.
Shut up.
Reggie. What'd you hang on to me for?
Bally idiot, haven't you got any sense?
But that girl needed help.
Did you see any girl?
Well, not in the dark, naturally.
It's moonlight.
You trying to say that wasn't any girl?
I don't know whether there was or not, but this is some more of the maestro's dirty work.
Doc, Reggie!
Hey, that's Jack.
Doc, Reggie, help! Help!
Gun shooting! Come on, Reggie!